Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Myocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. Wow. Keep on going. Let me show them something. Huh? So where does this leave the philosophers? Where does he leave the philosophers? Those are the people that we are preaching, and they completed their master's degree. Some of them are doctorate, but they don't know Christ. Do you know some people God sent to go and preach to people are illiterate? Peter never gone to school. The scientists say they were shocked about the guys. Where did these people learn letters? Knowing that they are illiterate people. Because the wisdom they are producing is not a worldly one. No. It's not a philosophical idea. It's based on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So a fisherman who has never been to school is standing before the Sanhedrin, and his wisdom cannot be resisted. Ooh. Ooh. There is a one you have. Oh, it's an Oxford wisdom. That's a limitation. You will do things that later pride will not let you come and confess what I did is wrong. But in the deep side of your bedroom, soaking your pillow with you, tears, you'll be asking, had I not, why did I do this? And you come out chesting up as if you have it all. There are people wearing suits in the office, demonstrating the power of a boss, but inside they are dead. Hear this. That is why I told you, you need anointing. If you continue on the way you are going, it will never help. There must be a reset. Do you know the reason why Rahab came to Jerusalem? His life was reset. For a prostitute to marry one of the wealthiest family in that city and still survive, it's a reset. When God resets your life, it will look as if you don't have a past.
That's right.
It means that the past will, there will be so much grace that the past will not be used against you.
Right.
And that one can only happen supernaturally. Without the supernatural, forget it. So, where can we get this thing done? It has to take the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and good. So, it doesn't change. How God anointed Abed, Papa Akron. How God anointed Elijah. How God anointed. So, you can only do good when you are anointed. With that anointing, don't try it. No. Every good you do will have an ulterior motive. Acts 10:38. Give me the King James Version before we come to 1 Corinthians 1:20. How God anointed Malachi. How God anointed Nana Kofi. How God anointed Nana Se. How God anointed Nana Sewa. How God anointed Jesus Christ. So even God came on earth, he need anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. The only people that can do good without ulterior motives are those who carry the oil. How God anointed. So without anointing, forget it. The foundation for the anointing is Christ. Every benefit in the kingdom starts with Christ. Anything you get before Christ, the Bible. This Bible, that is what I'm telling you. Make sure you are not a professor of the Bible before you come to know Christ. You must know Christ first before the word comes. Because the latter kill it, but the spirit give it life. Yeah. Atmosphere determines everything. There's an atmosphere for party. There's an atmosphere for funeral. There's an atmosphere for romance. Oh, don't stop me. Stop all stop. I don't stop those things. I don't like those kind of hypocrisy. What are you talking about? No. No. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sound determines feeling. What you hear determines how you feel. When I say Osama bin Laden, there's a feeling you have. When I say Saddam Hussein, there's a feeling you have. When I say Jesus, there's a feeling you have. So watch this. What you hear determines how you feel. I cannot sit in your car and you are praying, killing me softly. And I'll conclude that you are spiritual. In fact, when you sit in a man's car and he's giving a lift, and when you sit down, you hear, killing me softly. Immediately, you must jump through the boot. Walk out. If you continue to sit in the car, you yourself, you are not spiritual. You are not spiritual. I'm telling you, right? If you tell me that you sit in somebody's car and he squeeze you, right from the entrance to the car, you must be able to discern who the man is. Straightforward. You must be able to discern who the man is. Straightforward. Discernment, it must be activated. Amen. Look at it. How God anointed Jesus Christ. Come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Let me finish that and close. So, where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? You can't wait no more dear them. You can't wait almost say, this stupid pastor. This one. I wonder how they still listen to us. Somebody will say, my comment, I just hate the way this man preached. So who asked you to listen? So it means that there is something about us. You say that the Pharisees, they keep coming to Jesus' meeting. They keep coming. Because you can do nothing against the truth. You don't want to obey the truth, but there is something about the truth. You will go back, it will pursue you, it will give you sleepless night. Ha! If you are living with a woman, you have not married her, and you hear me preach about holiness, you will come under so you will hate me, but you can't run away from the truth. Because everything I'm telling you is there. If you are here, you are chasing somebody's husband, or he's chasing you, or you are chasing whatever one. Yeah, there's a chase.
Chase.
Amen. Whether he is chasing or you are chasing, there is a chase. So forget about who is chasing, but there's a chase. And you heard me preach things like this because Christianity has standards. No, let me tell you something. Right? Let me tell you something. You can never, hear this. You can never be a true, genuine Christian if you are living the sin of adultery and fornication. As for that one, you are deceiving yourself. Because sex is not an act of love, it's a covenant. That is why certain processes must go through before you have sex. Now, I'm not the one who created sex. Sex is God's idea. I'm not the creator. It is God's idea. It is God that created it. It is what is called life-producing act. Everybody here is as a result of that. But there's a contest to have it. Some of you, hey, I don't have sex. Oh, that thing you are watching is more than the act. That pornography, that thing you are watching, forget it. Your judgment is very high. Because God will judge spiritual sins faster than physical sins. What are spiritual sins? Like the thing you watch. What are spiritual sins? Unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. These are people who kill without a gun. So you can never be a good Christian. You can never please Jesus. We have to please him. We have to please Jesus to get our prayers answered. Let me give you this quote. No one is a firmer believer in the power of prayer than the devil. Not that he believes in it, but he has suffered from it. Nobody has suffered from prayer than Satan. You can imagine prayers from Adam's time. There is something about the devil that shocked me. From the Garden of Eden, he has never apologized once. What a stubborn guy. Some of you are stubborn. of you sisters, do you know the damage your prayer has caused? The devil believes in prayer because he has seen the harm prayer has caused to him. You are the one who don't believe in it. There are things that the Bible says the demons also believe and they tremble. There are things they believe. Let me tell you something. You can never. You come to church and pretend you are praying. You'll be worshiping, but deep down, because worship don't start from the mouth, it starts from the spirit. So you'll be lifting your hand, but if you are living the sin of immorality, because every sin a man commits is outside his body. But the sin of fornication, you sin against your own body. Fornication is the only way sin that you invite other people's spirit. Because people are sitting in church, no standards. I'm telling you, you will not enjoy worship. You can leave the church and go to another church. It's the same Jesus. Listen, the fact that you left your church without any justified reason because you offended means that where you are going, you will cause more harm. Oh, I relocated to some place. I don't like. Oh, sometimes I have a problem, so I just decided that, fine. I mean, a couple came to this church, and then their senior pastor called me. And then I was pretending, I don't know, because they come around. So he asked me, he said, oh, these people. And he told me, he said, Nana, do you know something? I want them to worship with you. Because the way your ministry has blessed them, if they desire that is where they want to come, I want to bless them and hand them over to you. It means that they didn't insult their pastor to come. I am against those who come to a pastor and say, useless man. What is it? Are you the only one who has a church? There's a pastor at a Miocho. He is a preachy papa. For what, sorry? Who do I know? Never catch me. Oh, I thought you cry. You are wise. After 2 years, you look at me and say, hey, also, this is a friend of honor. Also, you're correct. But me won't try. You won't try it. Because your pastor is a pastor. I'm a prophet. No, that's what it is. Never. Let me tell you something. If a man beat his former wife, kick her with his leg, and divorce her and come and marry you, don't throw a party. The rehearsal for you has already been done. Give the Lord a clap, brother, and I'm preaching. Me tell you now, you see, when I want to change you, change. Take your time. Go and check the history. I love what a woman did. A guy approached him, go to gross. He find a way to get close to his former wife. He told me and can say, madam, I don't desire this. I know you don't know me. I'm the one going out. I just find out later that you are the former husband, the former wife of this man. I fell in love with him before I came to know. Number one, I'm coming to find out why. And if you approve it, I want you to give me your blessing. This one, you have to be spiritual. Don't try it. She know the woman is a Christian. The woman is a spiritual woman. He told her, he said, no. He said, the woman told her, I am the cause of the divorce. Because I didn't treat him the way I was supposed to treat him. But after I've been praying for him that if he get another woman, any harm I've caused and pain, the woman should heal it. I give you my blessing. But this one, if you are not spiritual, don't try it. Sometimes the carnal mind will still feel like when you meet her, excuse me. Because you have a chest, you are Christian. That's a demonstration of the camera. What the woman did is spirituality. 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 If you wonder, the woman says, excuse me, I'm not ready to talk to you, he has done his part. Blessed are the peacemakers. What a blessing. Let me end by telling you this. Watch this. So listen, anyone who is spiritual judges all things spiritual. Himself, no one judges. Are you enjoying what I'm preaching? Yeah, it's hard. But I'm telling you the standard of Christianity. The Bible says if God doesn't shorten the time, the very elect will be deceived. So even the time for Jesus to come, you come earlier. Because he must shorten the time for people to survive. If he doesn't shorten the time, those whose names are in the book of life will divert to the book of death. Because no standards. Let me tell you, honey. Christianity It's not butter and bread. Difficult. Sometimes you must control your feeling. Sometimes I'm in coach you. I say, you can fall in love with people in your mind. You can see people and say, hey, this lady is nice. This guy is nice. I like his chest. I like his beard. Some of you don't say things. Everybody has something is dealing with in their mind. Don't deceive yourself. I'm teaching you the practicality of what we are dealing with. Everybody has their own imagination. Your imagination gives you the picture of your future. Your memory gives you the picture of your past. Both of them are active. Sometimes memory can pull things. That imagination will take it up and say, why not? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness. There is another one I love. It's called self-control. Not God control. Self. Not God controlling you. You yourself must take the responsibility and say, no way. I love this girl. She's nice. But if I touch her, I don't have standards. I've compromised my standards. And because of Christ, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of Christ, what about whilst I'm trying to do what I'm doing, the trumpet sound? All the years of labor has been vain. I don't think that rapture will rapture fornicators, especially those that will be in the act. Can you imagine when the trumpet comes? Hey, what telephones are mine? Yeah, you know, say wrestling, cock hold down. Era, my son said, riding home mobile. Hey, all of you come to church on Sunday, husband, wife, children, and the that day, daddy was fornicating. Rapture by, and I'm heavy. Now, daddy, were here. And calling in, I'm daddy. Daddy is standing there. Jesus said very serious things. He said two people will be lying on bed. One will be taken, one will be living. These are the things in the Bible. Students joining the court. Different things. Some of you are joining the court online. So you are staying in your room. Young girl, young boy. You don't have foundation for Christ. You are watching things you know is evil. But you are watching. Your mother has tried. Your mother brought you to church. Your mother carried you to church. He has done the best. If you decide not to serve God, forget it. Even be a pastor's wife is not a qualification for heaven. Be a pastor's child is not a qualification for heaven. Be a pastor's armor bearer. It's not a qualification for heaven. And let me say another one that you like. A pastor burying you, that's not me, you are going to heaven. You must have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. You yourself must know Christ for yourself. I can't know Christ for you. You can't know Christ for me. I have to know Christ for myself. We can come to church and learn. But so what we need to truck, we need a train, we need a tunnel. GD for Trambiapa. Wonia Wong Ajinkwa. Wong Anida no so wo. Won't feel power sorrow. O ye corner, O ye ba. Caution yammy memo. Won't me sighing answer say. Walk a ye. Praise him, Presbyterian hymn book. Google it. Na ye disona ye de wo baji de fo trabia pabati and you say wo musa ye nsa wo kwa eyana oyiko no yiba nobody has returned from heaven to tell us what is going on. This is a serious business. This heaven is a personal adventure. If you say do to talk so singing by four tone, that's not me, you are going to heaven. No, by the time you take your last breath, the decision has been made. When we say the end of life, everybody's own is different. Jesus' last man was 33. Methuselah was 969, almost 1,000. Then he, Abraham's 170 thereabout. Who? Some people last one will end the rapture. Some too, it can happen after church. The problem is not the death, it's where you go. Because listen, if God take all of us here by trance and take us to heaven, none of us will want to come back. Nobody leave the womb and want to go back to the womb. That is the first kingdom. So when you leave the earth to heaven, you don't want to come here. It's a very simple thing. Don't limit this thing. When you wake up in the morning, pray. When we say come to honor, come. Do you know why you come to honor? Not necessarily you need material things, but you stay in tune with Christ. It's a necessity for daily victory. That pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray and never give up. And the psychology of coming to the all night and even joining the fasting is that, Lord, I depend on you. I have house, I have car, I have money in my bank account, but that is not enough, my survivor. Because one sickness without your mercy can take every property and I'll still not be healed. The woman with the issue of blood spent all her substance and still you were still bleeding. It means that he has sold houses, sold clothes and properties and still until he met Jesus. Finally, put it there. Listen, if you are not coming to church and you don't like praying, you don't want to come to church, can we even tell you to win souls? That one, we don't even want to go there. So where does this leave the philosopher, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this word look foolish. But the world thinks it's still wise. Obroni, God has made the wisdom of this word make foolish in the eyes of the Bible. So when you look at it from the eyes of the Bible, what the word called wisdom is foolishness. So don't follow it because Babylon is falling. Keep going down. Let me show you something. Since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world will never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. Amen. So if I stand here and I tell you why you must not love your mother more than your wife, the world will not accept it. But this foolish preaching, it can save you. I love my mother. I've done everything. I've built a house for my mother. My wife and I built. I've done everything. I love my mom. If my mom, something is happening. Look at the way it is. If my mom, do you know if my mother needs something? He doesn't call me. Call my wife. We have built a thing in harmony of the word of God. So if I can sit here, my mother will call my wife and talk to without asking. We are not scratching about your whole channel, mommy. He talks, so if he needs something, you come. Sometimes you call my wife, the problem is solved before he tells me that. He call and say, I have solved. Sometimes he says, mommy has solved the problem. We have built it that way. Watch this. But I can't. The Bible does not permit me to love. The Bible says, I will leave my father and my mother and be joined to the woman that I'm married to. Ooh, marriage is more than sex. Marriage is more than children. Marriage is a union covenant established by God. He has his own reason for how we came together. So there are children you are going to give birth to them. You are caretakers. They are God's property. That is why God uses people. At a certain point, he takes them out of your hand and he uses them. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? He has used our foolish preaching. So all of you who have your master's degree, the preaching I'm preaching is not sensible. It's not sensible. It's foolishness. Come and pay tight. In your severe name. Mean try tight in a D. What are they crushing with me tight in auto? Now come here, then I'm like. You know, interestingly, I don't live by even whatever you have in a church. I've left that stage. But you see, even if I sit down and say, this church has not bought me a car, it has sold me pastor. Church is not responsible to buy a car for their pastors. Let me show you how it works. When God was sharing the land, he left the Levitical tribe. They didn't have land. And God established a law that the people that serve at the temple, you people should go and work. When you work, bring 10%. So that they don't have a land. They don't have to do farming because they can't farm and do service at the temple. When I come to the city and I don't find the temple and the altar, I will judge you people. When the altar too is there, people must serve at the altar. Some of you became Christian because we obey God. He saved all of us, but out of the salvation, He calls some and make them apostles and prophets and teachers. So as I'm standing, it's not democracy, I'm called. What is the validation of my calling? I don't have any church in Abrochiri. I don't have any branch church or anything, but I can go there and say, I'm doing a program. Ooh. Somebody was in Malaysia. He had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord told him in the dream that take a flight and cross for about 18 hours because my servant is preaching in London and go and listen to him. And when you go, have a word. And he's the second person I gave the prophecy. Describe everything. Describe his father's business. How he's handled. They were in tears. They had the dream. And later they told me everything we saw in the dream is what happened. So this is not an answer story. Not here. I didn't finish what I was saying. So girl, you go and work in Bank of Ghana. You open the biggest saloon in Ghana. You be one of the top lawyers. And bring tithe. And God said the Levitical priesthood must live on your 10%. Mm. That one, the world will not accept it. Because fact-mindedness will not accept certain, but truth-mindedness. So God is saying that, listen, the only way I will bless the 90 is because you have sent the 10. And the priest, I don't do any work. So all the pastors, these ones that are sitting here, a time is coming, they must drive cars that your tithe bought it for them. See, and that one, there is nothing wrong with that. It's not every pastor that walk in the kind of grace I'm walking. I have a grace that people who don't even know me. I have grace that Muslims bless me. Muslims. One Muslim met me and said, I have been listening to you on Sony FM. You have been a blessing. Wow. If you are living by facts, you will not take it.
Porter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Porter City, Miocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Porter's Hour is brought to us by Porter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epoku Sarkodie, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Porter City, Miocho, Pram Pram Road. Friday, Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the